Welcome, beautiful one, to the Remarkable Souls podcast. I'm your host, Ann Ribley, here to share with you insights, inspiration, and interviews on what it means to become a remarkable soul. This week's Monday mantra, divine dignity. As we step into the first Monday of 2019, we're feeling a sense of high energy and aim towards new dreams and our sacred desires to actualize. I want you to stand tall with your divine dignity. Let these two power words wash over you. Speak it right now. Divine dignity. Even when I go to say this, it makes me put my hand over my heart. It brings me to the truth. It is the life posture of worthiness. If you look at a baby, you hold that miracle in your hands, you feel the presence of divine dignity. Every aspect of you holds the divine blueprint of dignity, full of worthiness, to be your majestic expression. Every cell, every organ, every part of your body is divine dignity in its original knowing and blueprint to be a majestic expression. I want you to think about any area of your body that feels constricted, or you just want to infuse the potentiality of healing, transformation. Just speak the words divine dignity to that area. You can go to your heart right now. You can go to your gut. You can go to your limbs. You can even just look at your hand. It's infused with divine dignity. Every cell, every organ, every part of your body. And it is not something that has to be earned. It is yours right now. Divine dignity. We all hold it and have it. It's part of our divine birthright. The same as a majestic tree reaching for the sky while building roots to be firmly planted on earth, the inherent worthiness of a tree retains its divine dignity to unfold, express, and become, no matter what season it is in. Whatever is the season and cycle of your life for right now, as you go into 2019, stand tall. Reach out to life in your dreams while remembering and retaining your posture of divine dignity. Whether the leaves are sparse right now or whether they're evergreen and flourishing and abundant, this season and cycle, whatever it looks like on the tree of life for you, the same as nature, the trees in nature, always remember their divine dignity. Always remember that they're gathering their resources, that they're opening up to a season of bloom. They don't forget their divine dignity. And now is not your time for shrinking, playing small in any capacity, to judge wherever you're at in your season and cycle. No discounting your divine dignity. No apologizing for who you are becoming. No turning down the volume of you. No part of your expression in your body, in your mind, or in your life's sacred desires be disconnected from your divine dignity to show up as you. You are divine dignity. Find comfort and remembrance filled with truth in these two mighty mantra words of divine dignity. Breathe in and out and repeat as often as possible for every aspect of you to rise in the vibrational frequency of divine dignity. Because it is you at the core and the truth of you. You are divine dignity. Speak it be it, live it. Welcome 2019 in all the worthiness meant for you as divine dignity. This mantra, along with a full divine mantra series, came to me when I was at a business workshop, and we had to name some of our most respected, admired, cherished, or loved actresses, TV shows, movies. Basically, we were looking at any archetypes. It could even have been any religious archetype or figure. It was anything in our history that we admired or looked up to, because we were finding the answers on what's there and ready to come forward in our own personal creative expression in our business. Well, I was doing this workshop with Jack, and Meryl Streep, along with, of course, Oprah, were some of the, it was the Oprah show, Oprah as a person, but Meryl Streep was one of them. And the way this played out, the person who was facilitating this business workshop had called me up to do an interview process on some of the answers that were on my list. And when she called me up, she said, "I'm going to be Oprah and I'm going to interview you. And you can either pick one of the people on your list or one of the shows or movies, and we're going to talk about it." And so what I did is I said, okay, Meryl Streep, that was one of the people that were on my list, someone that I really look up to and admire her work and her longevity of her career and her ability to be so authentic in her roles. So anyway, I picked Meryl Streep. And as I was sitting there, she's like, "Okay, I'm Oprah." And Oprah was one of my people on my list. And she said, "Okay, well, you can't pick Oprah because I'm going to be Oprah and I'm going to interview you. But you're not going to be you. You're going to be Meryl Streep. And I'm going to ask you questions just like Oprah, and I'm going to do an interview. And you're to answer them embodying the character of Meryl Streep." And she said to me this question as Meryl Streep. She's Oprah. I'm Meryl Streep in this process. She said to me, "What would you never compromise?" And embodying the energy, the vibrational frequency of Meryl Streep, it came out without any hesitation, no thinking. It literally jumped out of my body as an answer. I said, "My dignity." That's what I told her I would never compromise. And so when we got through this process, and I don't remember all the other questions, but that anchored and resonated so deeply with me that she said, "Whatever the answers are to this whole process that we did, those are the answers that your business is looking for right now." You know, for me, I consider business our business of life. So it doesn't matter whether we actually have our own business. It's the business of our life that some of these revealing processes are relevant for. So I left that event and went to bed that night, and the word dignity started repeating, started looping, started washing over me again and again. That whole process of playing Meryl Streep, that answer coming out, because it wasn't an answer from my head, it jumped out of my body. It was like the intelligence, intuition of my body was speaking it. And then the words divine dignity began to move in. It wasn't even just now dignity. It was divine dignity started just to repeat all night long. I woke up that next morning and I wrote down 1 year's full of divine mantras. This is what's up for us. It's raising and elevating our consciousness from a place of the true core connection of who we are, which comes from divine origin. And I knew the first Monday of 2019 would begin with the divine dignity as the first mantra. These two power words. Let it infuse your life. Anytime you feel a sense of fear, constriction, compromise, fragmentation, because the minute you say divine dignity, it immediately elevates you, uplifts you, to the divine blueprint that's already inherent and in your consciousness that has worthiness to it. You don't even have to think about it. It'll resonate from there. Let it become a source of true self-love and respect, your divine dignity. Don't let it be compromised. Don't let it be taken away. Don't shrink yourself. Don't make yourself small in any situation, because you, my beautiful one, originate from divine dignity. And absolutely no part of you is any less than that. For myself, I've been run over by a lawnmower. I have a partial bionic leg. And that does not take away any of the fullness of my divine dignity to live, dream, and actualize the life that's already still completely whole and intact in my blueprint for me. When I did this business workshop with Jack, one of the TV shows that he had put down as one of his favorites growing up was The Bionic Woman. And so it was kind of ironic that here he is now with a woman who is a bionic woman, a form of it. So here we start the beginning of 2019 with desires and dreams and intentions and goals. And if you spoke to those desire lines that you would like to create for yourself, those intentions, from a place of divine dignity, what would they be? It shifts it. It takes us out of any comparison, competitive, scarcity, incompleteness, not enoughness, and it really holds us to the core, to the center, where the soul, the spark of who we really are and came into this life to be, can unfold from. So I invite you to use these power words, breathe it in, breathe it out, divine dignity, and acclaim your dreams and your majestic expression of who you are. Let that be lived and breathed throughout 2019. A couple of things that I have to help support you in your expression of who you are and in your intentions and soul-inspired dreams for 2019. I did an hour workshop that you can find here on the podcast that's for free that you can download and listen to on living your prosperity promise. And also, in addition, I'm going to have on demand the soul-inspired manifesting series that you can get and use in order to focus in on one important big goal and help create the momentum to bring that about in 2019. I'm also offering a deep, immersive writer's retreat in Hawaii in April. There are 9 spots, and all this and more about all the upcoming events can be found at annribley.com. You, my beautiful one, are designed and destined to live out your divine dignity with no apology and no compromise. So you have dreams, you have intentions. Give them life to breathe and speak these mighty words, divine dignity. Hold your head up high and reach for the sky. Namaste, my beautiful one. Namaste.